lives of other people. I ask this in His name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. See if we can read a little bit of Hebrew. Vayashkin. Avraham. Vavoker. Vayikach. Lehem. That lehem, you have to put that little in there. Lehem. Vihimat. Vayim. Vayiten. El. Hagar. Psalm. All. Shikma. Viet. Hayelet. Vashalihiha. And that tiha, that's got that sound to it too. And then Watilek. Watitia. Midbar. Beer. Shiva. Alright, let's go back and look at this verse and look at some nice little things in here. And rose up early, third person masculine singular, Hithael, wow, consecutive and perfect. See that? Hithael, stem, wow, consecutive person, third person masculine singular. And he rose up early, Abraham, in the plowing of the morning. Alright? Remember the word cow, the big domesticated animal, bovine, is a plower, one that plows. Vavoker is also means when the sunlight plows through and shines on the earth. So that really means to plow. Alright, get the idea of the plow, to break, to plow. Okay? Vayikah, and he took, third person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect, he took and kept on taking some solid food. This means food that you lick up. That's literally what it means, licking food. Okay? Food that you lick up. Lehem. Remember the name of the town where Jesus was born? What was it? House of Bread. Bethlehem. All right? And let's see. Lehem, solid food. In Greek, it's artos, bread. Okay? Some food. It could have been bread and jerky, meat, anything like that. Okay? Wehimat. And skin, maim, waters, skin of waters. In other words, he took a canteen, and he gave it to her and continued to give unto Hagar. Hagar. All right, Hagar. Now, I want you to look at every word here. Every word has got underneath it. It has the page number where you can go look this word up. See that? The with, you look at it on page 253, and skin, that word hamat, that one there, you look up on page 333, waters, page 555, it comes to my. What is the word for water in Greek? Hydatos. We get our old world hydron from that. Hydron is hydatos. It comes from hydatos in Greek. Okay, so this is maim, waters, or hydatos in Greek. Upon the shoulder, upon her shoulder. Now, Hagar, Hagar means what? What does Hagar mean? What? What? Wanderer? Wanderer. Someone that's a pilgrim or a wanderer. Someone that wanders. Okay? All right? A wanderer. And then putting, masculine singular cow participle, and Hagar putting upon her shoulder. And we et hayelid, and the birthed one, the paideon, the child. The paideon is what it is in the Septuagint. Paideon means the trainable child. All right? the tripping gate, the child of the tripping gate, the trainable ones. The ones when you try to train them. All right. And then the next part of the verse, Waishali Hiha. And sent her away, third person masculine singular PL, he forcibly sent her away. And the suffix is third person feminine singular. He sent her away. All right? PL. Third person masculine singular, pal, wow, consecutive person. He kicked her out and he kept on kicking her out. And I'm going to tell you something. This was hard for Abraham because he loved that boy. That was, as far as Abraham was concerned, he did not want another child. He wanted that child. He liked Ishmael. This was his first child. This is his very first child, and he was 100 years old. A child of his old age. You know, he didn't want to kick this child out. This was his child. But he's got another one. This was God's plan, and he kept on sending away, and she went and kept on going. And she wandered. Latita. And she wandered, and she wandered, and she wandered. In wilderness. Be midbar. In wilderness. See that word be in the front of that? That is a preposition in. All right? In wilderness. Midbar. Be'er. In the spring of Sheba. Be'er means spring or well. It means well of the oath. Is what she's going to name this later on. Well of the oath. And then Sheba means to fill, to saturate, satisfied, fullness, abundance, rich. Page 698 in Davidson's. I don't know why I wrote that down in there. Was that down there also? Okay. Fior tu orku, the well of the oath. So this is the well of the oath. This is what it's going to be called. The well of the oath. Wayiklu Hamayim. Men, Hahimet, Wat, Tashlek, Et, Hayelet, Tahat. That word Tahat there has got that Tahat. All right. Ahat, Ha, Sehem. All right. And was consumed the water from the canteen, from the skin. All the water was gone. And she threw away the child. She threw away the child. She couldn't stand to see her child die. Couldn't stand. That's a hard thing for a parent to see a child die. That's terrible. She could not see her child die. She put the child under one atad, one ha-sehem, one of the bushes. One of the bushes. So she's going to leave him underneath the bush, underneath a little bit of shade. That's all there was, this bushes around there in this wilderness. Just small bushes. You go up in high country, you find the trees are this tall. Little bitty things. Little bitty tiny trees. Up in 13,000 to 12,000, right up in there. That's close to the tree line. Anything you see up there is tundra. Just miniature plants. Miniature. The trees get smaller and the plants get smaller. Out here in the desert, when you go out in the desert, the plants are few and far between. They're just bushes. They're not trees. All right? This is a sad picture of a rejected mother and child. All right. Sad picture of a rejected mother and child. Watelek. Watishev. Lach. Men. Neged. Harhek. Kim Tahiwi. Kweset. All right. Kweset. That's a kind of an SH sound. See that shin? It's a shin, not a sin. All right. Quishet. Ki. Amara. All. Ere. remote, hayalet, watishiva. Min neged. Watisa. Et. Kula. Watevik. All right. And she went. And she kept on going. She just kept on going. The idea is third person feminine singular, call, wow, consecutive, imperfect. She kept on going. What's the other word for call? Call and call in the old Hebrew lexicon or Hebrew grammars. Call, call, and call. Remember, it's written both ways. Like that. And by the way, before I forget it, I keep doing this. I railed it up on here on the board because I knew when I turned around. All right, we need Sunday school workers. On Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, November the 15th, we're going to have a free dinner, and we'll have an inspirational message there in this building right behind us here. And at 5 o'clock, and it goes on until about 6:30 or 7, something like that. But if you can be there, please. If you're working in the Sunday school class with me, please be there and see what's going on. See what they expect out of us. All right. So I put that intermission there in between, okay? And she set and kept on setting for herself against the distance. She put herself, she distanced herself. She placed herself away from this child. She placed herself away. About the shooting of an arrow. How far an arrow could shoot? How far can you shoot an arrow? Cindy, you probably shot arrows. Yours is going to ground. All right. Maybe 100 or 200 yards. Somewhere around there. 100, 200 yards. She could see the child over there, but she didn't want to look at him. She couldn't see him die and suffer. She just couldn't stand it. About a bow shot. Kim ta hewe. Kiset, kishet, bow, because she kept on saying, or she had said, that is, she had said, not let me look upon the death, demote. Look in the death. Look at the death, okay, of the child. My first one. And she kept on setting against, or a distance, that is, and she raised her voice, kola et kola, her voice, and she kept on weeping. She's a sad woman. She kept on yelling out. The word in the Septuagint is ana boeson de to paideon ek lusin. All right? And she kept on crying out. She kept on crying. If you come out my house in the evening out there, you will, right after dark, you'll hear the cows bellowing. Ooh! Ooh! You'll hear them out there going like that, moaning and groaning and bellowing from way off. Moaning. That's what this sound means right here. This is the sound of a cow moaning and groaning. That's this bellowing sound. And the bellowing kept on going up. The yelling kept on going up. Vayishma. Elohim. Et kol. Hana'ar. Vayikra. Malak. Elohim. Ha'el. Hagar. Men. Hashemayim, Wayomer, Lah, Mah, Lak, Hagar, All, Tere'i, Ki, Shama. Elohim, the next page, 20b, 2117b. Elohim, El Gol, Ha-na'ar, Ba-asher, Hu-sham. The voice of the child weeping and the mother weeping touched the heart of God. And He provided to their needs. It touched the heart of God. And He provided to their needs. The grace of God is offered to the rejected mankind. You know, a lot of times people... I remember one time I was pastoring a church about 40 years ago. And this man came to church and he was like the black sheep of the family. And he felt so lost. And I talked to him personally quite a few times. And he came forward and was saved. And he opened up the Bible and he said, Jimmy, I want you to read this. This is the way I feel. It's where his mother and father had rejected him. And he had no one but the Lord. Feel rejected, for you have no one but the Lord. Loneliness. And this woman here, she didn't have power over her own body. She had been ordered to become the wife of Abraham. She had a child. She was so rejected and so hated by Sarah that she ran off out in the wilderness one time. And she cried in the wilderness, and God heard her voice, and He said, I hear you. And He said, you name the child, what? Ishmael. What does that mean? God hears. God has heard. And now she is out here. She has the child. God names the child. And the poor woman is out in the... She's out in worse shape now than she was before because she can't go back. Sarah won't have her back in the house. And the child is going to die as far as she can see. There is no way for them to live. Okay, this is... No way for her to live. She's going to die. And she just accepts her fate, but she does it in a mournful way. She knows she can't go back. She could go back and grovel and beg to stay and everything, but that wasn't going to work. He shoved her away and said, get out, get out, get out. Don't come back. Don't come back. So now, and heard and kept on hearing Elohim, Ethgol, her voice, her crying. The crying of the youth, Hanar, the young child, and called Wayikra, Malach. Malach means what? Powerful one, angel, supernatural being. Okay? Malach Elohim. Who is it? Who is it? Who's the angel of the Lord here? This is a theophany. This is Jesus. This is Jehovah. This is Jehovah. Jehovah's come. Who is the covenant God? That's Jehovah. He's our covenant God. Who saves us? That's Jehovah. Salvation is in the Lord, all right? So here we have the angel of the Lord. Jesus. This is what we call a condescension. We understand this. Here we have a voice coming out. The Greek word for this voice would be laleo. Laleo. Why would it be laleo instead of lego? Why would it be that instead of reo? Why would it be laleo? Why? You remember what laleo means? It? Huh? Laleo. Remember? Say laleo. Laleo. How much of your voice did you say that laleo? Okay. How much of your vocal talents did you use in that? Just about the whole thing, if you said it right. La leo. You used your lips, you used your throat, you used your vocal cords, you used your tongue, you used your palate, you used every physical force you could use to communicate with your mouth. The idea here is that God, they heard a human voice. She heard a human-like voice from the angel of the Lord. In other words, Jehovah spoke to her as Jesus spoke to His disciples. He had some hard messages for us this morning in Matthew, the 5th chapter. He was teaching. He was scolding the Pharisees, scolding and scraping them.
I have a question.
Yes.
And maybe I misinterpreted this, but I was just happened to be reading the other day, and I believe it was Galatians, and they compared these two children to the Old and the New Covenant.
Yes.
So is that what they were saying? One was, my interpretation was,
the bondwoman.
The law,
they were under bondage to the law. Hagar was under bondage. She was a slave. She had no free will. She had nothing. She had nothing. She did not even own herself. If anything, now she's set free. She's free, but she's going to die, she thinks. Okay? The Galatians, the Jews, the Judaizers kept on wanting to be married in bondage to the law. And why did they want to be in bondage like Hagar when they could be free like the free woman and the free child? All right? And the youth called out, and the angel unto Hagar, the angel said unto Hagar, from the heavens, men hashemayim, from the heavens. All right, the angel of the Lord called out from Salmon and Wayomer, and he said, and kept on saying, Lach to her, ma, what? Lach. What to you, Hagar? What's wrong, Hagar? What's wrong, Hagar? What's happening with you, Hagar? I feel sorry for you, Hagar. Tell me your problems. How many times do you tell Jesus your problems? Here she was telling Jesus her problems, wasn't she? She told them to her before, didn't he? And he answered her before and said, you're going to have a child, name him Ishmael, and he's going to be a mighty nation, and all of this, he's going to be a prince. He promised this to her. But now she's like John the Baptist in prison, right, and get his head chopped off. John the Baptist was the forerunner of the Messiah. And when he got ready to be killed, he wanted one more time to be assured that Jesus was the Messiah. He had doubts. This woman was doubting. When you're out there dying in a wilderness, you're, Lord, he was going to be a prince of many nations, all this, and we're out here dying. I can't stand to see him die over there. And the child is crying, and Hagar is bawling, and they were bawling like cattle in the wilderness. Not El Tere. Not you fear. Second person, feminine, singular, Kyle, use it in meaning. Because he has heard, all right? He has heard, third person, masculine, singular, Kyle, perfect. He has heard Elohim, the voice of the youth. Now he hears the voice of the youth. The youth was crying out to Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, and God heard him. Ba'asher, in which, all right, in which he there. All right, in which he there. I forgot to put the one down in front of this. You see that mistake I made up there? 21:17 and 21:18, not 2. You might do that. Usually I try to go over this stuff before. Kumi se et hanar why ha ziki et yadek. Thank you, Marilyn. Bo, ki, lego, gadol, asi menu. All right. Stand up, rise up, feminine singular, call imperfect. Stand up, that's a command. You take the youth. All right. And make sure, feminine singular, hithel imperative, and make sure your hand upon him. Go get a hold of him. And hold on to him now. I'm not giving up on either one of you. And I am the God who provides. Huh? Remember before? Remember what she called him? Remember what she called Jesus before when he appeared to her like this? She called him Jehovah Roeh. What does Jehovah Roeh mean? The Lord, my shepherd. Psalm 23 says what? The Lord is my shepherd. What? I shall not want. All right. Well, now he's going to provide. This was the Jehovah Roeh now appeared to her again and told her that he, don't fear, get a hold of that child's hand and hold it firmly and upon him, because a nation, Gadol, great, mighty, I shall make him. First person conference, senior cow, imperfect. I shall keep on making him. Why did he make him such a mighty nation? Why did God make Ishmael such a mighty nation? They're still here. What? Because of the promise to Abraham. Remember what Abraham's name? His name was Abram. But then it became Avraham. Okay? He put that heth in there. And that was the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And five is a number of what? Grace. Remember, five is a number of grace. By grace, he would bless him. By grace. By grace. Even with all of our mistakes, how many times does God bless us? Even with all our wanderings, like Hagar, wanderings. God bless us. Brother Amy.
Can you say, like a prayer?
Yes. He was crying out and praying and begging, bawling and crying. Have you ever prayed to God when all you're doing was crying? And your heart was just linked with God? And you were just crying out? I have. There have been times in my life when it was so bad, the things were so sad, that I was just moaning in my heart and my spirit. And then it says, Spirit God makes intercession for our spirit when we cannot even say the words to pray. He heard his prayer. He heard his bawling. He heard his crying.
So if God was going to make Ishmael a great nation, but he knew that they were going to become Islam.
Yes.
So he intentionally did that.
Yes, he did.
Even though knowing that.
Well, let's look at it. Let's go back further.
Even though he knew he was going to be against him.
Yes, that's right. We are in a lot of trouble today. Young lady. Hannah? Is that your name, Hannah? Hannah. That's a good name. Has the devil ever bothered you? Oh, he has. As young as you are, the devil's bothered you. He bothered me from one time I was very young. Has the devil ever bothered you, Cindy? Has he kind of walked around following you a little bit? I always know where he is. He's a few steps behind me. I can guarantee you. He's a few steps behind me. The devil really bothers us. But now, when God created Lucifer, did he know that he would become the devil? Mm-hmm. When he blessed Ishmael, did he know that he was going to become all these nations over there in the Middle East that would be surrounding Israel and all this today? Yeah, he did. It was his permissive will. He permitted it. Does God permit you? You've been saved, huh? When did you get saved, Cindy?
A long time ago.
Mucho time ago, huh?
Yeah.
A long time ago. Me too, 1961, January, I think it was. I remember. I was in torment then. I was an orphan. You know what I was going to do? Orphan. My grandmother got killed, and I watched her die slowly. She was run over by a car. I had not ever lived with my mother very much. But we didn't get along too much. I loved her, but we just didn't get along. We never bonded. And my grandmother was my mother. And boy, I was hurting. I went to church, and Spirit God convicted me of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. God really speak to me in her death. Well, I did a lot of stupid things from then to now. I was saved then. And God allowed me to do those stupid things, Cindy. He didn't break my neck. Yeah. He should have killed me many times. But He saved me through things that were unbelievable. Now that I look back, you know, when you're 22 years old, you don't have much hindsight. Because you haven't lived very much. When you're 32, you get just a tiny bit more. When you're 42 and 52 and 62, you begin to look back. And then you can see the patterns of God in your life. Then you can see what God's doing. And you can see that how He allowed you to make all these wonderful errors in your life that cost you a lot of grief. A lot of times, people cause us grief. Pearson ever called you grief, Marilyn? Anybody ever called you grief that you didn't do any harm to at all? Yeah. Has anyone that you love so much turned on you and caused you tremendous grief? Yeah. I look at all those things back over all those decades and decades and decades now, and I can see God's hand on me every way. Just working me over. Just guiding me as I go. I know one thing right now. I am right in the center of God's will. This place right here. This is what He wants me to do right tonight. I know that. But boy, where I have come to get here. It is flabbergasting. All the times that I went through in my life and nearly got killed, been injured, and tremendously just barely slipped through. I mean, I've been through so many things that I don't know how in the world God ever got me this far. And I was so dangerous and lived so violently when I was young. I wasn't afraid of anything. Didn't have good sense. My mother said, no fear, no fear, no fear. Well, later on in life, I found out why that she said no fear. My great-great-great-grandfather, his name was Icamilio. And what does that mean? Fearless. No fear. He took on a big black bear when he was just a little kid. Put the rifle in his mouth and pulled the trigger. Saved the guy's life, which would be his future brother-in-law, Jay Pawnee. Well, I just didn't have good sense. I'd go after anything, do anything. I went out 25 miles out in the ocean in a 14-foot boat. Climb up them mountains up there in the canyon. Ever been up there in the canyon, here in the canyon? I'd take off from the bottom and go to the top. I'd go from the top to the bottom in one night. All over the places. Not worrying about poison ivy or poison oak or nothing. You know, just going, no rattlesnakes, everything. Can't saw a rattlesnake, I'd kill it and eat it. I'm dangerous. Grab a wild cat or a raccoon, tie it up with rope, and haul it along, alive. Take it home. I look at my back, I look and I see all these scars on my body and everything. And boy, I didn't have good sense. No wonder I'm in such bad shape. Walked my feet off. Over there in East Bakersfield, when the barrio moved in, they challenged me first. This Mexican gang came in there and beat my kids up. I came in from the seminary, picked my boy up. I tried to pick him up, you know, when I was coming in from the seminary. He's all beat up, whiskey all over him. These gangers had got in there and beat them all up. They're teenagers. And tore the bus up, knocked the windows out. Everybody, nobody can control them. This is a terrible thing. This was a hard time back in the early 70s. My boy was all beat up. I said, "What happened to you, Jimmy?" He said, "It's them gangs." I said, "Show them to me." I went out there and there were some of them walking down the street with their zoot suits and their chains and their switchblades and stuff in their hand. I said, "You're under arrest." Just like that. "Whoo! You don't like this to me?" And come after me with their chain and stuff. I just threw them on the ground, took their chains and their knives away from them, called the sheriff on them. They're spitting on me, threatening to kill me, burn my house down, everything in the world. I said, I live right over there on Citrus Avenue. That's where I live. Let's see that big antenna up there where that hand tower is. That's where I live. It's called the bottom of it. But only come over there if you want to die. So I didn't have good sense. Didn't have good sense. No fear. I was mad. They beat up my kid. You mess with my kid and you got trouble. You know? I went down there and they wouldn't arrest them. And they made me give them back their chains and their knives. I looked at that sheriff. I said, well, if you lily-livered sheriffs aren't going to do anything about it, I said, you got one mad Indian here. I'm going to tell you that much right now. And this woman over there and the kid's threatening to come and kill me. I said, that's where to go. But don't come there unless you want to die. I said, I'll kill you. I said, they won't take care of it, but I will protect my family. Just like that to them. Ah, we'll kill you. And the homeboys. They dare drive by on me. I went out the door shooting. Blew that car to pieces. Bullets are flying every place. That was the last time I ever saw them. When I walked down the road, as they saw me, they took off running. I didn't have good sense. Would you take on a whole gang? Anybody's got good sense, would you take on a whole gang? One of them went over there one time. This was a white boy. He came in, moved in the neighborhood, beat my next door neighbor up. I didn't have good sense. I went over at my neighbor's house. He'd been over there trying to steal some stuff from me, and I found out about it. He tried to take the engine off my log splitter. I went over and I asked my neighbor Martha, and I went over and she's all beat up, black eye, her arm in a sling and everything. What happened? She said, that guy over there, he beat me up and took my money. He was over trying to steal your deal. He said, he beat you up. She said, he knocked me down and took my money out of the freezer. I can't do anything to him. I had a guy with me. We would come home. We were on a maze of the log splitter and make some more log splitters like that. Boy, I hit the roof. This is a woman that's like my mother to me. I've known all my life. She took care of me when I was little. They beat her up. I went over and banged on the door to him, and I told him, this is pretty wild stuff. This wild Indian Sam Paul type stuff, okay? I banged on the door, and he wouldn't come out. And I told him, I said, you hurt my neighbor. I said, you get out of this neighborhood and don't ever come back. I said, you don't come back. I said, if you're not gone by the time I get off work, I said, I'm going to take gasoline, pour it around this trailer, and I'm going to set you on fire, and I'm going to shoot you when you come out. He was gone. That's wildness, you know. That's crazy. But that's the way I lived in rough times. Wildness. And all of this stuff, I'm still alive. And I look back now and I said, boy, I tested the Lord a lot. All of those times. People do contracts on me and everything else in my life, and I'm still here. I may get killed when I walk out this door. I may be like old Joaquin Sanchez, my friend. He was a bullfighter. I was going to be a bullfighter. See, didn't have good sense. Like them Brahma bulls. I was going to be a rodeo clown, bullfighter. Those guys really work. I got out there and practiced doing that. I could slap them bulls in the face, bounce around without their arms, and skip around and bounce around like a ballerina out there in the rodeo. Didn't have good sense. Joaquin Sanchez walked across the street up there in Tatchapin and got run over by a car and killed. That door's locked. God's permissive will, He permits us to be crazy sometimes, just nuts, just stupid, and brings us through so many times. He allows us to do this. Well, I tell you what, my neighborhood was safe until I left the country and went to Nevada. Then it all was terrible after that. They said it just people were stealing cars out of people's yards, stealing the coolers off their house. While they're there! Boy, they didn't do that when I was there. ought to beat him up. Oh, kind of like Constable Sam Paul in the flesh in modern day. I went to Nevada. One of the reasons I went to Nevada, I figured if I stayed there, I'd have killed a half a dozen of them by now. I don't know how many I injured and shot up and all that kind of stuff over the years when that drive by. I didn't care. They were trying to kill me. I was just shooting back. I could shoot better than they could. They didn't hit me. Well, let's go on a little further. Kume, see, et hana'ar, waha ha-ziki, et yadek. Are you following me? 2:21:18. Yeah. Bo, ki, legol, gadol, asa menu. All right. Rise up and take the youth, and make sure your hand upon him, because a great nation I shall make of him. I shall keep on making him. God's got a plan for your life. You may not be as nuts and wild as I was, but God protected me. I'm here teaching tonight, and I know this is exactly what God wants me to do. He allowed me to make all those left-hand and right-hand turns in my life. Foolish me. But he did. This child, what? How is Ishmael going to? How is God going to use him in the last days? We're using him right over there right now to get Israel straightened out. This boy is going to get Ishmael straightened out. All of the nations. A lot of people say, well, what part has America got in the last days? What part has America got? We think a lot of America, don't we? Why, there are some theological scholars that believe that America won't even exist when this takes place. America is going to be blown away. This will be the first nuclear war right over here on our shores. Wipe the whole country out. Zip it. They're talking about these dirty bombs and things they're going to do slap us with. Well, I just pray that come up call, that call up is going to come before all of this. How far America, what part America plays in, I don't know. But God allowed this little boy to live. Just think about it. God allowed Hitler to live, didn't he? Yeah. Jim Jones. What lesson did Jim Jones teach the world? God allowed that to happen. What was it, 900 and some people died there? False religion. God allowed Charles Taze Russell to come on the scene, and he's still affecting millions of souls today in the world. He's affected millions of souls over the years since the 1800s. Joseph Smith. When we walked out of, when we left this place today, we went down to Olive Drive, and we went by that Mormon church down there, and that place was full. And I told my wife, I said, it's such a shame that those people are set on going to hell. She said her cousin married a Mormon woman. She was related to the Osmonds. You know, Donnie Osmond and Marie Osmond and all them. He married into that family. And they had a bunch of kids. And she made him. She made him become a Mormon. Because Mormon theology, a woman doesn't have a soul. Just like in Muslim theology, a woman doesn't have a soul. A woman is for pleasure. If a woman is good, according to Mormon theology, in the afterlife, her husband will resurrect her. Otherwise, she stays in the dirt. That woman didn't want to stay in the dirt. She wanted her husband to be a good Mormon and that he could be married in the temple and put a veil over her place and call her through the veil. Call her, that's what they call calling her through the veil. You'll call her by her special name that they give in their celestial marriages so she can be raised from the dead because she has no soul. Only the men. They are gods in embryo. They can go on higher and higher in the rank of Mormonism. God allowed all this stuff. Let's go on a little further. Why Yitzka? Elohim. Het. Eniha. Watare. Ba'er. Mayim. Watalek. Male. Wa. Wat li male. I've written over this thing so much I couldn't even read what I was writing. Et. Ha hemet. Mayim. Wat tashk. Et. Hanaor. All right. Their eyes were opened and they saw a well of living water. What does living water mean? It means running water, fresh water. That's the kind of water that they cleanse the sacrifices with. Okay? Wayifaka. And opened. And opened and kept on opening Elohim her eyes. And she kept on seeing a spring, a be'er, mayim, a spring of waters. All right, waters. This is running waters, all right? It says, hidotos zontos in the Septuagint. Hidotos zontos. Zontos means what? Zoe in Greek. Zoe is life, living, living waters. Okay, living waters. Living waters. Living waters, running waters. And she walked, and she walked, and she kept on feeling forcefully. I mean, she was in a hurry. This PL stem means what? She was thirsty, intensely thirsty, and she went over there forcefully and grabbed up all the water she could grab up because the girl was, she had been dying of thirst. And the skin, all right, of water. And she gave to drink the youth. All right? And she gave the youth to drink. Why he? Elohim. Et. Hanar. Wayik. Why Yishev. Ba Midbar. Why he? Robe. Robe, actually. Robe. Koshat. All right. And became, why he and became, Elohim, with a youth. All right. And he grew. He matured. He grew up and he dwelled in the wilderness. Ba, Midbar. Remember the word Midbar a while ago? That meant wilderness. Be means what? In the wilderness. Page 88 and page 89 is the Ba in that Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Page 546 and Kohler and Baumgartner. 546 and 7. And he became archer with a bow. He became very, very good with a bow. Kai, and it says in the Septuagint, Kai ein hothios meta tu paidiu. And kept on being the God with the young boy, the youth. And a bowman he became. He became and a bowman. Toksotes, a bowman, an archer, robe. The word is toksotes in Greek. He became a bowman with a bow.
Is there a significance to that? Like, meaning that
he was a warrior? Or? He was a warrior, but he was a hunter like Esau. Esau was a man of the field. He was not a herdsman. He was not a sheep herder. He was not a cowboy. All right. He was a hunter. All right, and a hunter. He became. Out in the wilderness, like Esau. Esau and Ishmael's family would marry together because they were alike, weren't they? All right. 21. We're moving along here. How many more of these do you want? Not the whole book. We're moving, though. Lyashev. Medabar. All right. Medabar. Paran. Watika. Lo. M-O. Isha. Me'eretz. Mitzrayim. All right. And he dwelled, he lived, and he dwelled and he lived in wilderness of Paran. All right? All right? Now, this word Paran means abounding in holes and caverns and caves. He lived in a place that had a lot of caverns and holes in it. A lot of caves in the mountains. And in caves, what do you find? Bear, lions, all types of wild animals, wildcats of all sorts. All types of land of caverns. That word Paran means a land of caverns and holes. And took for him his mother a wife, Isha. Isha. Say Isha. It's two shins there. Isha. Isha. When you say it real fast, it sounds like one, but it's Isha. And Isha means what? What does Isha mean? What does it mean? The origin of woman, out of man. Isha means out of man. Ish is man, and Isha means out of man, woman. Okay. A wife, Me'eretz. What does that man here mean? From. A little old preposition. From Eretz, the land of Mitzrayim. So she was an Egyptian. And what does Mitzrayim mean? Remember what Mitzrayim means? Come on. It means red mud. The land of river banks, the land of canal banks. The land of red mud and the land of bulwarks. All right. It also means a bulwark. When you go up and you set siege, a land that had many revolutions. Egypt had many revolutions, didn't it? Many revolutions. Brother Abe, you're from Korea. Did Korea have a lot of revolutions over the millennia? Did they have a lot of revolutions? Did they have a lot of sieges, like China? China, the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Which
Asian country is that? They had a lot of revolutions. Okay, a lot of revolutions. The Great Wall of China. Why was the Great Wall of China the only thing they say that you can see besides the pyramids from outer space? Why was the Great Wall of China built? Well, it was to keep the peace. It was a wall. It was a wall. In other words, this word Mitzrayim is like a wall, a bulwark, like the Great Wall of China. There was a lot of walls. There was a lot of bulwarks in Egypt. There was Upper and Lower Egypt, and there was a lot of warring back and forth. So it would be a land of a lot of revolutions. Okay? Land of a lot of revolutions. China had a lot of revolutions, didn't they? Over millennia. I think that one of the oldest nations in the world that we have a record of, a continuous nation. And they were sons of what?
Hittites.
They were Hittites. All right. They didn't think the Hittites existed. Now they know where they went. All right. We'll do one more verse. Is that all right with you? One more verse? 21:22. Why he? By it. It's et Hahu Wayomer Abimelech Ufiko Sar Sasabo El Avraham Limor Elohim Imaka Bikol, Asher, Atah, Asha. Asha. All right, let's look at this word. Now the Septuagint adds the phrase Epi Abimelech Chi Oxoth Sothoth Ho Nam Tha Go Gos Altu Chi Fiko. Alright. And said Abimelech and Oxlath, the groomsmen of him, and Fikol. That's what it adds in the Septuagint. And it became at time, or in the time, the that he said and kept on saying Abimelech. Now this word Abimelech, what does it mean? Abi and Malek. Abi and Malek. Father of the king. This is the term for these kings. Every one of them had the same. They were called Abimelech. They were generations of Abimelech. They were not one Abimelech, but many Abimelechs. This is a term for the father of the king of the kings. And Phicol. All right? I've even got down there, you can look that up on page 810. All right? You Phicol? Sar. Now look at that word Sar. What words do we have? What names do we have from Sar? Sarai. What else?
Israel.
All right, these are the names. And Sar, is, of course, means prince or warrior. All right. Akris, Tra, Tegos. Army of his command. All right, that's what it means. Army of his command. The commander of his army. Unto Abraham, saying, Elohim with you. Elohim with you. In all which you are doing. All right. Cindy, do you have that Amplified Bible? Could you read from 21:14 to 21:22 and read that out to us?
So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder, and he sent her and the youth away. And she wandered on aimlessly and lost her way in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the bottle was all gone, Hagar caused the youth to lie down under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about a bow shot, for she said, Let me not see the death of the lad. And as she sat down opposite, he lifted up his voice and wept, and she raised her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the youth, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the youth where he is. Arise, arise up the youth. Raise up the youth and support him with your hand, for I intend to make him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the empty bottle with water and caused the youth to drink. And God was with the youth, and he developed, and he dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him out of the land of Egypt. And at that time Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, said to Abraham, God is with you in everything you do.
All right. Now, what were these children? What nationality would be? What was Ishmael's children? What were they? How many of you know about generations? What?
Egyptians.
They were what?
Egyptian.
They were three-quarter Egyptian. Three-quarter breeds Egyptian. Three-quarter Egyptian. All right, so that's what they were. Because their mother was Egyptian, but her father, his father, Ishmael's father, was a Shemite. All right. And now we have her, this child marrying back into an Egyptian, so now they're only one quarter Shemite and three quarter Hamites. Alright? So we have a mixture of the Hamites and Shemites, and that's what the Arabs are today, a mixture of the Shemites and Hamites. Alright? That's what you have. Do you have any questions? Abe, you got any questions? You going to tell us anything? Oh, he sings good. You lead in a real good song service every morning. Just absolutely thrills me when you lead us in songs. It's really great. I appreciate it. So does the class. We love it. All right. Go out and do something eternal. Go out and get in any fights. Don't try to shoot up the neighborhood. Acting like the wild preacher. Well, I'll tell you. We look back on our lives and we can just see so much. You can look, it's a whole lot better when you can have hindsight, isn't it? Hindsight's a lot better. Wonder I ever made it this far in my life. It was by the grace of God. It sure wasn't by my doing. I tried to kill myself too many times being foolish. That's the way it is. Well, let's turn you loose out there on the world. Brother Roger, would you dismiss us in prayer, please, brother?
Father, thanks for the opportunity to come together and learn your word. Help us to